Castle, let's talk a little bit about entries. We have those as we get closer, literally a week away now from the Oklahoma Youth Expo start for 2019. Numbers across the board, every species, every category, higher.
Yes, every species has more numbers than last year across the boards, the most being in hogs. Our bears and our gilts are both up by just over 600 each. So that's pretty incredible numbers when we're thinking about bringing all those animals and exhibitors into the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Of course, a percentage of those will not show, but the large number of them will actually be there at State Fair Park.
Yes, majority of them will be there. And like I said, if you combine all the species together, it's we're looking at around 13,000 head of livestock probably showing up to the show. So we'll see those numbers for sure next week and the following. But it's going to be incredible, I think, the amount of livestock we're going to exhibit at the Oklahoma Youth Expo this year.
Tell me, you're obviously in the process of your staff moving over to take up residence at the State Fair Park for a few days. Anything that exhibitors need to know, be aware of as they get ready to head for State Fair Park?
Yes, the main thing this year, brand new, we have an app that we just released, and we want everyone to download that app. We're going to be sending out push notifications through there, whether that's during the show or before the show when entries are due or not. So everyone needs to download that. Also follow our social media, follow our website, and we'll have the live broadcast again through Walton Webcasting, and you'll be able to follow that link from our website this year. It'll be embedded on our website. So just stay up to date with all of those sites to learn everything upcoming about move in and move out, and everything to do with AYE will be on all of those sites.